You are listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Peter Gray. Joining me on the line is Dominic Giannetti. He's a reporter for the Hannibal Courier-Post. And Dominic, I understand you've been reporting on some of the storm cleanup. Could you tell me what you saw last night and what you're seeing this morning over in Hannibal?
It was pretty bad. You know, heavy winds came blowing through last evening, and before I even got out into it, I had to wait for it to pass. I actually live outside of Hannibal, just south of town by a couple miles, and I had to wait for the trees to straighten out, the wind to pass through, and all the shingles to be cleared out of my driveway before I could get out. But once that happened, I got into town, and there were just down power lines, uprooted trees, cars were covered in all kinds of debris. There was no power whatsoever. The town was completely black. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, you were using your brights to drive around just on the regular city streets that would normally be lit. US 61 was backed up because the lights were shut down. It was a pretty interesting situation considering what came through.
And obviously, Hannibal, Missouri, known for its historic sites tied to Mark Twain. Any word on where that downtown historic district is today?
Yeah, we're just a block away from the historic district, and everything looks to be all right on the outside. I have not talked to the museum folks yet, but everything looks pretty good. The boyhood home of Mark Twain looks to be intact. I was just over there about 5 minutes ago. The actual museum itself is just fine. That's actually one of the first buildings to get its power back on late last night, about 11:30, 12 o'clock midnight. So they seem to be doing all right. I don't know about any of their internal damage. Main Street itself, there's a few windows blown out on some older buildings. There's where our Tom and Huck statue is towards the end of Main Street. There's an old Motors building where the windows are blown out, and there's glass on the sidewalk and debris in there. There is a strip of historic buildings in the 300 block of Main Street that the roof caved in thanks to some bricks that were blown around and crashed in on an art gallery and a couple of the little stores you see down there. But the biggest damage on Main Street has to be the building adjacent to all that, and that's the Groomingdale's building where everybody takes their pets. I mean, I take mine there, too. It's a pretty devastating look because the entire third floor has been just blown out. There's bricks all over the parking lot. The ceiling has dropped in and let in moisture into the business, and it just looks really bad. From what I understand, the owner of the building is in Indiana and is en route to Hannibal right now to assess the damage and everything. And folks on Main Street are already expressing their concern about the building, its historical significance. We don't really know the historic significance behind it, but when you have a Main Street like Hannibal, every building has historical significance one way or another. So while some folks are saying they don't know if they can save the building or save the third floor, some folks are just saying save the building. People are really rallying around them right now. And then, of course, across town, there's trees everywhere, and power is trying to be restored, and power lines down, and folks are just trying to do what they have to do to clean up.
We're speaking with Dominic Giannetti, a reporter for the Hannibal Courier-Post, about storm damage cleanup over in Hannibal. Have you been able to confirm whether or not a tornado was actually spotted? There were some indications that, you know, there were wind gusts of nearly 90 miles per hour, but I wondered if people are talking funnel cloud tornado, where that stands?
There's no official word yet on that, actually. There was reports last night of two spotted funnel clouds in the Hannibal area, so that could be anywhere, you know, to the Hannibal rural area south of town and to the areas west of Hannibal's where those two funnel clouds were spotted. But nobody really knows if they just quickly came down and went back up. Nobody knows if they touched down. There hasn't been any official word. The way that it's been described, at least south of town, is it's been heavy winds carrying debris is the term that's being thrown around right now, because it can't be confirmed if it was a tornado or not. But by the way things look, it wouldn't surprise me if it gets ruled a tornado, because the winds that we had to knock down an old building like you have on historic Main Street and almost take out the third floor completely, I can't imagine that not being a tornado of some kind.
And have you had an opportunity to touch base today with emergency manager John Hark?
You know, he's been all over the place today. I spoke with him last night. He was a busy man last night. I was able to pull him aside. And what he was telling me last night, you know, they were just assessing everything and waiting till morning. And I'm sure he's probably still in that phase because the sun is finally rising and they're able to make some decisions and see the extent of the damage completely. He's described it just as a cleanup right now. There hasn't been any reports of fatalities or extreme catastrophic injuries, you know, things like folks getting hurt when they go to remove a tree branch or something might not get reported, so that doesn't get, you know, thrown into the mix. But when I was with him, it's interesting, the business manager of the Hannibal School District was on the phone with him, and they were discussing possibly using one of the school buildings, and school is canceled in Hannibal today, of using the school buildings as a shelter if it got to that point. And that was a discussion they had last night. I don't know if that's something that's still an option. I don't know if that's something that they're still discussing today, but that was certainly on the table when the heavy winds and rain was coming through and the town went completely black.
Did you feel the town of Hannibal got adequate notice as these storms were headed your way? A lot of people were glued to the television watching things transpire in Oklahoma, but just your assessment this morning of, you know, the way that local officials prepared for Hannibal's bout of storms.
Yeah, you know, folks were actually watching it pretty well. You know, the TV media was doing their radar reports as they're expected to do. But a lot of folks, you know, folks that follow me on Twitter and folks that I follow throughout town on social media and just chat with, they were all keeping a close eye on the storm because as it was making its way from Moore, it was heading this way. So folks keep an eye on that because it's a farming community. They want to know what they need to do for their fields. And so everybody's been keeping an eye on it, and it was just really the talk of the town. So folks were prepared, and the sirens were going off. Everything was working well in that situation. And with the way social media is and with the several media outlets that we have here being in kind of a crossroads of media from Illinois, Missouri, and parts of Iowa, it was hard for anybody to kind of miss the weather that was coming.
I also wanted to ask just briefly about the newspaper that you work for. I understand, you know, you mentioned the power outages. I understand you guys couldn't get a paper out this morning. Could you just talk a little bit about what you're doing in the office to get back up and running and really, I guess, just what the feeling is in the town today?
The town was completely black. I mean, we were walking around the building with flashlights and trying to just make our way around, and it was really a, you know, our base, you know, to come back to and check in with everybody like once every hour. At least that's what I was doing. We had absolutely nothing. Not even our emergency lights in the building were coming on, you know, so that shows how bad it was. And I don't know what our publisher is going to decide on as far as putting out a paper with today's date on it. We had some pages designed and set to go and some last finishing touches to do, and then it hit. It just came and blew everything out. And but as far as the newsroom goes, business as usual. Even though we don't have a paper out, I mean, we're basically using the internet to deliver the news as best we can. Social media has been our big friend. Twitter and Facebook is a huge deal because people follow us on there and communicate with us. And as far as the town goes, people are just really cleaning up. There's folks that are, you know, that are cleaning up more than others. At this point,
you mentioned your social media presence on your Facebook page. There, you've got a picture of the flood walls. You know, Hannibal just having experienced some major flooding, and now this. I imagine that you guys probably feel like you're, I suppose, being targeted by Mother Nature right now.
Well, you know, the floods are actually quite normal for us, and the floodgates are still in, just because, you know, the same John Hark who makes all the calls for the emergency management, he makes that call for the gates too, and that's, I'm sure that's last on his mind. But, you know, flooding is more common. You know, we're used to it. We're used to storms too, but for it to be categorized with 90 mile an hour winds and not knowing whether or not it's a tornado, that rarely happens. And we're prepared for it because it's the Midwest, but it can still come up and surprise you.
I've been speaking with Dominic Giannetti, a reporter for the Hannibal Courier Post. Dominic, thank you very much for the time and for giving us that update.
No problem. My pleasure.